Massachusetts bill curbs sports betting activity in the state. Massachusetts lawmakers have introduced a sweeping bill that would impose strict new regulations on online sports betting in the state, including a ban on advertisements during televised sporting events. The proposed legislation, titled the Better Health Act, was put forward by three lawmakers who argue that urgent action is needed to address the rapid expansion of the sports betting industry and its impact on public health. Since the legalization of mobile sports betting in Massachusetts in March 2023, bettors have placed more than $13 billion in wagers through online platforms. During the same period, calls to the state's problem gambling helpline have risen significantly, raising concerns among public health officials and addiction recovery advocates. At a forum held Wednesday, legislators and individuals in recovery from gambling addiction voiced concerns that regulatory frameworks have not kept up with the sophistication of online betting technology, particularly the widespread advertising saturating sports broadcasts. Senator John Keenan of Quincy, a lead sponsor of the bill, emphasized that the state risks facing a public health crisis if it does not take preventative action. He drew comparisons to the early stages of the opioid epidemic, pointing to the aggressive marketing of addictive products without sufficient regulation. Keenan warned that failing to learn from past public health crises could lead to similar consequences in the realm of gambling addiction. The legislation proposes a comprehensive overhaul of how sports betting is conducted in Massachusetts. Among its most notable provisions is a ban on prop betting, a form of wagering considered particularly addictive by specialists. Prop bets are based on individual moments or statistics within a game, rather than its final outcome. In Massachusetts, prop betting is already prohibited for college sports, but this bill would extend the ban to all levels of competition. Betting advertising targeted in new bill. Additionally, the bill would cap the amount individuals can wager daily and prohibit all sports betting advertisements during televised sports events. It also seeks to raise the tax rate on sports betting operators from 20% to 51% of gross gambling revenue. This proposed rate would bring Massachusetts in line with neighboring states such as New Hampshire, Rhode Island, and New York, which have similarly high tax structures for gambling revenue. The gambling industry has responded critically to the proposed changes. Representatives argue that such restrictions may inadvertently drive bettors toward unregulated offshore platforms that lack consumer protections. During Wednesday's forum, individuals shared personal stories about the consequences of gambling addiction. 1. A former gambler who has been in recovery for over 2 decades, noted how easy it has become to place hundreds of bets without leaving home. He stressed that if mobile betting platforms had been available when he was struggling with addiction, recovery might have been far more difficult. Also speaking in support of the bill was former State Representative David Nangle, whose political career ended in scandal after he was convicted of misusing campaign funds to support a gambling habit. Now working with a nonprofit focused on addiction recovery, Nangle underscored the importance of legislation that prioritizes public health over industry profits. He joined other advocates in calling for stronger safeguards to protect individuals from the risks posed by increasingly accessible and aggressive sports betting platforms.